Disabled people against cuts. DIPAC is about disabled people and their allies. DIPAC is UK-based, but we know that disabled people in other countries are suffering from austerity cuts and a lack of fundamental rights. We welcome all to join us in fighting for justice and human rights for all disabled people. Disabled people should not be the scapegoats for the financial mistakes of governments, should not be constantly told there is no money to support them by millionaire politicians. We will not tolerate further erosion of our living conditions or our human rights, nor will we sit quietly while they take our rights away. DIPAC was formed by a group of disabled people after the 3rd of October mass protests against cuts in Birmingham. The 3rd of October saw the first mass protest against the austerity cuts and their impact on disabled people. It was led by disabled people under the name of Disabled People's Protest. DIPAC co-founders are the original disabled people's protest organisers. Most important, however, are those supporters who marched in the pouring rain on October the 3rd, all those that joined the virtual protest, and all those that supported us with email campaigns and messages when the march was threatened by the police and the Tory council, all made DIPAC a reality. DIPAC is for everyone who believes that disabled people should have full human rights and equality. It is for everyone that refuses to accept that any country can destroy the lives of people just because they are or become disabled or sick. It is for everyone against government austerity measures which target the poor while leaving the wealthy unscathed. It is for everyone who refuses to stay silent about the injustices delivered by wealthy politicians on ordinary people and their lives. Together with other groups like students and school children, pensioners, low-paid workers and other benefit claimants, DIPAC supporters are fighting for their future and to maintain a basic standard of living. This threat to our futures is something we all share. Disabled people are facing over 20 separate attacks on their ability to live independently in the community. To fight against these, we employ a range of tactics, from trying to pursue legal action to direct actions. We have been involved in co-organising two national days of action, together with people from Benefit Claimants Fight Back, Black Triangle Campaign and London Coalition Against Poverty. The first one was around housing, and the second a national day of action against ATUS, the firm immorally raking in hundreds of millions of pounds through wrongly assessing disabled people fit for work. This second day of action resulted in many ATUS offices around the country being closed down, and disabled people protesting in London being kettled with metal barriers by the police. We have used social networking sites like Facebook and a blog and WeTweet. While they are a very useful way of informing people about what we are doing and increasing awareness and support, they are not secure means of communicating and are obviously monitored by the police. We now have a website too. Disabled people are leading the TUC march in London, and we have worked with other activists from beyond clicktivism to produce what will be a virtual space for people to send their photographs and short comments to if they can't join us physically. We're hoping that this map of people all over the country will be displayed on the stage by the TUC, and it can be displayed on our website at the same time. It's hard to see how peaceful direct action can be considered as illegal, and I have particularly enjoyed closing down the tax-evading firm of Vodafone and some banks. I wonder what anyone can do with a £7 or £9 million bonus. It is obscene that some people have more money than they could ever spend, while others can't even afford to heat their homes in winter. Already once in my life, I've seen a Tory government destroy the mining industry, mining communities, and the lives of ordinary working class people for purely ideological reasons. I know how vicious they can be. I didn't sit back and do nothing then, and I can't sit back and do nothing now. So I will keep protesting in any way that I can until this government is forced to go. We've all been really excited about what is happening in Wisconsin and other parts of America, which we've been able to follow through social networking media. Yet it has not been mentioned on the main news. We're told that the BBC will no longer talk about cuts, but call them savings instead. But they are cuts that will force the poorest people into deeper and deeper poverty and destitution if they aren't stopped. John Rawls, a modern philosopher who wrote extensively on social justice, also says that if as a citizen you think your government are doing wrong and no longer have any legitimacy, then you have a moral obligation to commit acts of civil disobedience. I believe what this government are doing to many disadvantaged groups in society is criminal. And as a disabled person, having been kettled and seeing children as young as 13 and 14 kettled by the police for hours, I don't think this government have any legitimacy at all.